take care of ourselves right now, and also be able to look towards the future and try and build. And very happy with the outcome here today. Certainly it's tough when you see a player that leaves your organization, your family. But I wish Johnny all the best, and just can't say enough about him as a person and his contributions to the organization.
Did you come close to adding? We've all speculated that you might want to add a forward or two. Did you come close to making any deals that would have helped you right now in that perspective?
Well, we had a lot of irons in the fire, but I think if you look at some of the deals that moved and some of the pieces that maybe were in play, we probably were not in the same ballpark, and some of the deals that did happen might have been in the ballpark and a couple of deals that actually never came to fruition.
Kevin, the general consensus is you did pretty well getting the draft picks you did for Johnny. Would you agree with that? Were you surprised at how well that deal worked out?
Well, the Chicago Blackhawks were very aggressive, right from the onset as to that they wanted Johnny if he was going to be made available, and stayed very aggressive for quite a period of time now. So again, it's a lot of things come down to the end. This is essentially a deadline driven league. That's why I tend not to let you guys make me put deadlines on myself type thing. So again, it was something that in the end, I hope it's a deal that certainly works for both parties, and again, wish Johnny all the best. And just very happy to welcome Grant to our organization.
What was it like to do the deal with Stan Bowman, a guy who you've worked together with in the last Stanley Cup?
Well, I think when you work with on a deal like this with someone that you've shared a lot of time with, I think you're very candid, you're very open, and you lay things on the table. We had a lot of very blunt conversations with each other that ultimately led to a deal. And like I say, I know Stan very well, and he was extremely aggressive in this deal.
Did the price go up today for Johnny?
The price, obviously we got to the price that we wanted, and we did the deal. And it's not an easy thing to do. You're taking draft picks and everything like that. Even putting a guy on waivers, it's not easy to do. You're affecting these players' lives, and at the end of the day, you do wish the best for all parties, and you hope that both organizations and both players are better off for making these decisions.
Do you go in saying we want this and this for Johnny?
In different ways, it happens. In some situations you set the price. In some situations they set the price, but in some others it evolves, and it depends on on the market, and it depends on the timing, and it depends on a lot of factors. It is kind of a supply and demand type of situation at times.
Can you tell us when they first approached you about it?
It was quite a while ago. I can't really pinpoint a day, a lot of these. It'll be weeks for sure, yeah. A lot of these deals, don't happen just overnight. Some of them, again, over the course of time. Some of them do happen right at the last minute, too. So, in these situations, there's lots of conversations, and not necessarily just about, the individual player that ultimately might have moved, but it's about what are your needs, what are your wants, if this opportunity presents itself, those kind of questions start up in the conversations, and obviously things change very, very quickly from the injury standpoint. Things change extremely quickly, whether you have the ability to move a player or you have the real need to acquire a player. And in this situation here, again, can't stress enough that we're talking about what we gave up in a player and the picks that we got, but we're extremely excited about getting Grant into the organization. We've heard some just phenomenal things about his character, phenomenal things about him as a person, and I think he'll fit in very, very nicely with what we're trying to build upon here in Winnipeg.
It would be a plus, I'm thinking, Kevin, that you didn't have to disrupt the dressing room any more than you did.
Well, it's certainly something that we're cognizant of, and at the end of the day, again, it's not easy. It's not easy, making a phone call to Johnny Oduya and thanking him. But at the end of the day, it is a business, and these guys here, they've played very, very well, very, very hard, down the stretch here, and I'd be lying if I said there wasn't more opportunity to maybe make some deals. But at the end of the day, this was something that we felt comfortable doing, and we certainly felt very comfortable moving forward with the group of guys that we have.
How
how did Johnny react, and were you able to tell him before he got the news elsewhere? Because that doesn't always work.
No, you know, and actually, quite honestly, I've left messages for Johnny because we actually haven't been able to hook up yet. But the unfortunate part about trading, you know, is that you actually, until the trade call happens with the National Hockey League, a trade isn't official, and in theory, you're not supposed to, you know, speak to the players. So unfortunately, players end up finding out before, but I think that's kind of gone on, you know, for many, many opportunities now, and so I think everyone kind of understands it. But, you know, it's a busy day. It was a busy day for all of you, I'm sure, and, you know, again, at the end of the day, these are people, and we can't thank them enough, you know, for their contributions.
So you left him a message?
Yeah, well, you know, we've traded some messages, but, you know, I think he's got a lot of things on the go, you know, obviously trying to plan, you know, when he's heading out. And, you know, again, I think it only speaks to the scratching the surface of how it disrupts players' lives, you know, and when these things happen. But, again, you know, it's a great opportunity for him. It's a great opportunity for Grant to be part of, you know, a building something for the future here.
The other day, Kevin, Blake Wheeler said that with their play on the ice, they were trying to send a message to management. Was that message factored into some of the decisions that you didn't make today?
Well, a message received in the sense that, you know, the fan in me has enjoyed watching these guys play as well. And, you know, it is an exciting time for this franchise to be, you know, in this race that we're in. And, you know, I think that, you know, we added a piece to our puzzle here that, again, we hope is going to help us now and in the future. And, you know, one thing that's kind of, you know, maybe not missed, but, you know, we have some great young kids coming up in St. John's on the defensive side of it as well that, you know, we're really looking to create opportunities for them, you know, at some point in time to become factors at the National League level in our organization as well.
Did anyone try and push you off your plan, you know, like sort of try and engage you on some of the the key young assets that you guys are planning to build around?
About as many guys as I did try to push them off theirs. So, you know, it's one of those, you know, jobs that you're always talking, you're always looking, you're always searching. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this is a day that, you know, some of those conversations come to fruition. But, you know, again, we feel very, very strong. And I thank my scouts, my group of scouts that was, you know, in there with me throughout the last, you know, couple days, both, you know, the pro guys that were here and the amateur guys on the phone. Lots of conversations go in, lots of deals never, you know, never happen. In fact, you know, someone asked me, I said, you know, have you made any trades? It was a couple days ago. I said, yeah, I made lots of trades. Problem is I just haven't, you know, told the other general manager yet. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, at the end of the day, you want to improve your team. And I feel very, very good about, you know, what we accomplished today.
How frantic is it today versus other days this month or leading up to today?
Well, it is a busy day in the sense that, you know, you are working against the clock. And, you know, anytime there is a deadline, you know, you become focused in those regards. We worked late into the night last night, you know, fielding calls and, you know, talking, you know, actually with Chicago, you know, late last night. They played out on the West Coast and, you know, watched the game and had many conversations that lasted late into the night and, you know, started very, very early this morning.
Did you have contract talks with Odia before? Like, was there an attempt to re-sign him long-term or anything like that?
We really hadn't started any contract talks with any of our, you know, players in those regards. You know, we wanted them to focus on, you know, the task at hand, at, you know, obviously the push. There's lots of opportunity to talk about contracts with, you know, with both our RFAs and our UFAs. But I think that, you know, at this point in time, they want to focus on, you know, the opportunities that are in front of us in making the playoff push. And for them, I got to think it's an exciting time in their careers right now to be playing in front of a passionate crowd like we have here with what we have in front of them. You know, again, it's a hockey player's dream right now.
So you're glad to have this behind you?
I'm sorry?
You're glad it's just a relief now to have this finished and behind you?
Well, it's another chapter. It's another thing. You know, I think we talked about all the things that we crossed off our list as we moved along throughout this year. And, you know, we're well into the planning processes for the years to come. But, you know, this was obviously our first trade deadline. And anything that's happened this year, you know, that has been a first, we've had to play catch-up to get to that point. So, you know, we obviously had to, you know, learn about our players a lot quicker to make some tough decisions, you know, on them. Whereas some, you know, teams didn't know their players, you know, more intimately before. So long story short, you know, again, you know, you start the next chapter and, you know, again, that starts tonight in the quest to continue to push for the playoffs.
We saw a number of trades even leading up to today. Were you surprised at what the asking price was for players out there right now, or because of how tight the standings are, kind of what you were expecting?
Well, I think, you know, as a general manager, you know, you had to make some decisions. You know, those general managers made some decisions at that point in time. And you know, again, how the market establishes a price, it kind of, you know, you never know. There's no, you know, kind of set formula, you know, for those regards. It does come down to supply and demand. And as you see by the number of trades and the kind of trades that happened, that, you know, that there wasn't a lot of supply out there. You know, so again, we looked long and hard at our options and being able to acquire these picks, you know, to help us build moving forward, and acquiring a player that, you know, is going to what we believe help us now and hopefully for many years to come. You know, again, my goal was to set out to be a buyer, and everybody looked at me kind of funny and said, well, how can you, you know, if you trade a UFA and just get picks, how can you be a buyer? But I think that we accomplished our goals, you know, by getting Grant and by, you know, acquiring, you know, picks for the future that we can, you know, certainly begin to chart our path for many years to come.
Talk about the reasoning behind 2013 versus 2012, just as simple as it being a deeper draft? Or?
No, you know, in reality, what happens in those things is that there's many deals that are going on, and sometimes, even though trades aren't happening, trade picks could be out in different situations and stuff like that. So every team has their own reason as to why they have to include, you know, one year or the other. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, those conversations, you know, happen. But you know, the asset value for us was the biggest thing to make sure we got the deal done.
Does this enable you now? I know you've said in the past that you wouldn't trade your picks, but would you trade potentially picks that you've collected through a process like this?
Well, you know, it gives us an opportunity to have lots of options in the 2013 draft. You know, we currently hold you know, our first, you know, 2 seconds and 2/3. So, you know, again, we are looking with one eye right now and one eye to the future, and we're going to continue to do that as long as we don't jeopardize the future. And that is something that you know, we're going to continue to focus upon.
Give us a scout's card on Grant Clitson.
Well, Grant Clitson is, you know, is a player that, you know, kind of burst onto the scene maybe as a little bit of a late bloomer in some respects, played a little while, you know, at the American League level. But, you know, what we've talked about internally is that he's a very competitive player, you know, a player that, you know, has great character. You know, the research that we've done, you know, behind the scenes on him with respect to his him as a teammate and him as a competitor, you know, all fits the criteria that we want in a player, you know, moving forward. And again, you know, with young defensemen, you just, you know that it takes time for them to mature. And we looked at it, and obviously we had to have a little bit of an element of luck involved, you know, with respect to being able to claim him. But again, you know, he does have another year on his contract, and for us, you know, we looked at that as a real positive that we had a young player locked up moving forward here that you know, we're very, very excited about.
How much influence did Claude have on that, the fact that he had a renewal?
Claude was a supporter of it. When we went to Claude and talked to him about what he did know, you know, about Grant, he was, you know, there was no hesitation in his voice, you know, in his demeanor with respect to, you know, wanting him if we could get him. Obviously, Claude understood the parameters of waivers, so didn't, you know, we followed up with him, you know, to the extent that we needed to, and had the comfort level that, you know, he would welcome him to the organization. So, you know, again, as with all things, you know, Claude is a good sounding board because, you know, we have a great relationship. You know, there's certainly, you know, no deviation from the thought process that he, you know, he's on board with wanting to, you know, push forward, you know, with us. We've had a great, great year so far from the standpoint of the excitement. And, you know, again, we're all looking forward to keeping it rolling.
Zinger and Lefty would have had a book on Clitson from the American Hockey League. Did your other scouts have reports on him as well?
Well, you know, Grant was someone that, you know, really the interest in him, you know, obviously but not leading up to the trade, but the interest in him really kind of started to get generated within our organization, you know, at our mid kind of season pro meetings when, you know, and that's where you kind of readjust and reevaluate, you know, your ratings and rankings of players. And, you know, we kind of try and look at different guys that, you know, maybe, you know, could use a change or different things like that. And, you know, we identified him as someone that, would be an interesting acquisition if it ever came to, you know, to that opportunity.
So you just popped out today and you guys already knew you liked him and it was a no-brainer to claim him?
Well, yeah, you know, it's, again, opportunity. You just never know when it's going to present itself. And, you know, we're excited that, you know, we were fortunate enough to get him. And, you know, again, you know, at the end of the day, it's all going to be how he plays. You know, this is a player that, you know, we're going to give an opportunity to grow and be one of the, you know, players that, you know, we're going to evaluate on, you know, where they are today, where they are tomorrow, and where they are in the future.